So how did you do? Are you comfortable with what you just read? This was a test that will allow you to see how far you've progressed. The goal here is that you have sped up your reading speed. Hopefully, it will be where you want it to be. However, if it's not, don't get discouraged. Remember that like any new skill, these skills need to be practiced and perfected. Okay, now this is how you calculate your reading speed. There's a chart in your workbook under calculating your reading speed. This is in regards to the test that we just did. So, with the text that you just read, go back and count how many words there are in the first 10 lines. By the way, you count even the small words like a and I, he, the, it, and is. They may be small words, however, they are still words and must be counted. After you have counted the amount of words in the first 10 lines, write that number in the correct blank in your workbook. Now, in the space right below that, you will see a line for words per single line. To calculate this, simply divide the number that you have by 10. This will give you a word count for a single line. Write this word count for a single line in the correct blank on the page. Now, count how many lines are on this page. So, thus far, how many words per 10 lines? You've already divided that number by 10, and this gives you the single line word count. Now, finally, you have the lines per page. Remember, you've already done this before when we initially started this program. You're just doing it now again for what you've just read. This is where you might need a calculator. Go back and multiply the lines per page times the word count per single line. Once you have this answer, then write it in the blank that says word count per page. Okay, that was all the information for the book itself. Now you're going to calculate your reading speed. For this, you need to notate in the correct blank how many full pages that you read. Write this number in the blank. For example, the last page that you read, you might not have read the entire page, so don't count that page. Simply write the number of full pages that you read. Once again, you are going to need to do some math. By the way, all these calculations and steps that I'm walking you through are in your workbook, so if you're getting lost, you should be able to walk through it by looking at the workbook. Now back to the math. Now that you have the number of full pages that you've read, all you need to do is multiply this number by the number of words per page and write this number in the correct spot. Okay, we're almost there. This isn't as much work as it sounds. Next, go to the last page and count how many lines you read on that last page. Multiply this number by the words per line, and this will tell you how many words that you read on the last page. Write this number down in your book. So now you have two figures that are important right now. You have the number of words read on the full pages and the number of words read on the last page. Add these two numbers together and this will give you your total amount of words read. Make sure to write this number in the correct spot called total words read. So, you read for 10 minutes, therefore it's pretty easy to calculate your reading speed. Simply take the total words read and divide that number by 10, and there you have it. You have your reading speed. Write your reading speed in the blank that says words per minute. Again, if I move too fast for you, walk through these calculations in the book and don't stress over it. These are very simple math, especially if you're looking in the book. Now that you have your reading speed, let's go to the reading speed chart and see where you fall. 1 to 100 words per minute, again, is the most basic reading speed level. This level is the level that most are at when they're just learning to read, or perhaps someone who reads English as a second language would be at this level. At this speed, you're more likely having trouble with comprehension. 100 to 200 words per minute is below average reading speed for adults. Hopefully, after all these drills, you are past that level. This is, the age for 6-year-olds to 12-year-olds, and the comprehension level is still pretty low. 200 to 250 50 is the adult average reading speed. That's probably where you were before you started this program. And if you're at that block before you started this program, you should feel good about that. Right now, hopefully you've moved past that. 250 to 350, that is the slightly above average reading speed. And this is a common speed with college students or individuals. After doing this drills, at the very least, let's hope that you're at 250 to 350. If not, don't worry about it. But just practice and practice and practice and perfect these skills. Remember, you're not competing against the rest of society. You're competing against to make yourself the best you that you can be. 350 to 500 words per minute is a very strong reading speed. This is very good, and it's obvious that you're a seasoned reader and you got a lot of practice, and perhaps these skills are making sense to you. The comprehension level is going to be pretty good at this level. 5 to 800 words per minute is excellent. This is a great target reading speed right now for you. This program is new to you. 5 to 800 words per minute would be excellent for you to be at. And perhaps at this level, you could remember 75% of what you've just read. If you are already at the 800 to 1,000 words per minute, outstanding. This is the highest level of reading speed almost. I mean, if you're at above that, you're really on the fringes of the highest reading level. Congratulations if you've reached this level already. If not, don't worry about it. This speed reading program does not end when this program ends. It begins, and you are going to have to continue to practice and even go back and listen to this CD album over and over throughout your life as you get faster and faster. If you're reading 1,000 or 1,200 words per minute, wow, I look forward to seeing you at the World Championships of Speed Reading, okay? Now, less than 5% of people in North America read more than 400 words per minute. There's a very good chance that you are reading at greater than that speed right now. I hope that that makes you happy. I hope you realize that accomplishment. Because again, less than 5% of the people in North America read 400 words per minute. There's a very good chance after we've walked through these speed reading techniques that you are reading at significantly faster than 400 words per minute. Remember that from here, it is just going to get better. You're going to get faster and faster. However, our goal is not to simply see you get faster. We want to make sure you're also comprehending what you read. On the next track, this is what we're going to do because this is just as important, if not more important, than your speed. So when your mind is fresh and you're ready to move on to the next skill, meet me on the next track. I'm having a lot of fun, and I hope you are as well.